This is the week ahead. A look at some of the stories that Bloomberg editors are watching for the coming week.
This is Week Ahead editor Greg Miles here with Bill Glasgow, managing editor of Bloomberg News. Bill, welcome.
Thanks, Greg. You shopping yet?
I'll tell you, and you know that because the coming week we'll see the biggest and the most important sales season of the year for U.S. retailers. That's because, of course, that the U.S. consumer accounts for 70% of the economy. Bill, give us some more detail on why this is so important.
Well, in the United States, the Friday after Thanksgiving is known as Black Friday, although this year, more and more, Black Friday really starts on Thursday night, and it slops over into the web as well. But that's when the big holiday push takes place. And this year is unusual because Thanksgiving and the first day of Hanukkah occur on the same day. That won't occur for another 70,000 years, Greg.
Now, of course, so many people from around the world and in New York City, they go to Manhattan to do their shopping. They go to a place called Tiffany, and they come out with those little blue boxes that people give to their husbands and wives. And Tiffany out with earnings in the coming week. What should we expect?
Well, kind of medium. I'll tell you why. If you look at retail sales in general for Christmas, the retailers are offering incredible price breaks, $98 TVs at Walmart. Industry sales are projected to be the weakest since 2009. The discounting will hurt profits. If you look at Tiffany's, it's had a good run this year. It's up 42% versus 26% for the S&P. It started to weaken a bit relatively over the summer when all the talk of the tapering began and the government shutdown and the sequestration. So right now, Tiffany is pretty much at the high end of the range that analysts say it's going to be out in the next 12 months. So they're not looking for a lot of big news out of the retailer.
Now, of course, luxury retailers usually do well even in a downturn, so that would be a bad sign if they came out with disappointing numbers. Now, investors are also going to get major economic numbers on U.S. consumer confidence, housing starts, pending home sales. What are those reports likely to tell us, Bill?
Well, you know, there's probably a relationship between Tiffany and luxury goods retailers and housing and car sales. Housing starts, that's you know, the beginning of new home construction. They probably rose in October to the highest level in 6 months because mortgage rates have come off a little from their highs over the summer. And consumer confidence is also probably holding close to October's six-month low. So consumers, you know, what that says is auto sales are strong, housing sales are pretty strong. Consumers are a bit constrained in what they can spend on. Things are good but not great.
Of course, so that means that the value of your, you know, $30 million mansion in the Hamptons increases to $35 or $40 million, you feel better, and you go out and buy a Mercedes or a Maserati, right?
Right, or if you're in New Jersey, you can start online gambling because that kicks in for the first time on November 26th.
That's right. Now, as you know, outside the United States, we'll also get key economic numbers from the United Kingdom, the European Union, Brazil. Better than the United States or what?
Mixed bag. You know, Brazil's going to probably, the central bank's going to raise rates for the sixth straight time because inflation is running above the bank's targets. The UK is going to publish its second estimate of GDP for the third quarter. The last estimate was the economy grew 0.8%, which, you know, ain't great. It's something. The forecast is for about 2.6% for the full year. So, again, it's okay growth. It's a little less than 2.8% last year.
Now, you know, even though it's going to be a Thanksgiving next week, it looks like President Barack Obama, he's going to be as busy as ever, which is typical of a president of the United States. And first, I guess, with saving a turkey, right?
Well, yes. Every year, Obama pardons a turkey. The turkey goes on to live a fine life and live on to a fine old age. And also, Obama is on the road to play Buddy. Can you spare a dime? He's got a big fundraising trip to the West Coast of the U.S., Seattle, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. He's out helping congressional Democrats who are running in 2014.
Now, of course, Republicans, Democrats, and also millions of Americans are going to be watching to see if the Obama administration can fix its healthcare website, the one that's performed so poorly since early October. Now, Obama promised to get it done by November 30th. I mean, Can he get it done? And is it going to make any difference politically or operationally?
Well, you know, there's a phrase that a cop used it for me the other day when I walked through a police barrier by mistake. He said, "How's that yellow tape working out for you?" Well, it's the same thing as how's Obamacare working out for you? So far, not great. The national site has had lots of foul ups. It's being rebuilt. The state sites, especially in California, are signing up people hand over fist. So Obama said by November 30th, it's all going to be fixed. So we'll see. It's either going to be fixed or there's going to be some explaining done on the weekend talk shows.
Okay, Bill, talking about deadlines, you and I have a deadline. We got to go. Thanks for your time this week, and we'll see you after Thanksgiving.
That's right, and have a great holiday, Greg.
Well, you can find the full print version of our Week Ahead on our Bloomberg Terminal on our Top Worldwide page or at NI Space Global Week. Our podcasts, they're also featured on Bloomberg.com and the Radio Plus Bloomberg app. Have a great week.
The Week Ahead. Copyright 2012.